say adherence to the Lord despite distraction. We live in such distraction-filled world today. We can't think in peace. We can't speak in peace. Everywhere you go, you're subject to hearing your phone go off. There's all kinds of things on social media, whether they're on your computer or on your phone. You don't have times to have peace unless we make extra effort to get away from it all. But what was it about Jesus in the gospel that caused people to listen and to follow and to believe in him? In other words, adhere to him. Stick to what he says. I think there were two things that caused him to teach today, or in the script, in the gospel today, with absolute authority. The first thing was that he made an absolute claim on the hearer. That's the best kind of description that I saw when I was researching and studying about it. He made an absolute claim on the hearer. And so he was able to teach with absolute authority. The way that he made the absolute claim on the hearer is that the words that he said, where they came from within him, deep within his core, the core of his heart, were words that he knew. He had lived these words. He had been the one that had made these gospel words come to life. He didn't refer to Scripture. He didn't refer to something that someone else had said. He spoke with authority because he spoke about his own experience and who he was. Deep within himself is where it came from. And it did because he is the Son of God. He projected that he absolutely knew about the things he was talking about. This account does not tell us what the content of what he was speaking about was. It just tells us that he spoke with absolute authority. He knew inside himself, innately, he knew what he was talking about. And he spoke with absolute confidence and conviction. Then, in the middle of his speaking, when he was interrupted by a man who had an evil spirit, he went after that evil spirit. He said to the man, he expelled the evil spirit, and he did so by the things that he said. The Spirit told him, "I know you are the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." He didn't use any potion. He didn't use any incantation, which the medicine men of that day would have done. He spoke directly to the evil spirit and said, "Come out of him." Because the evil spirit knew who he was. And it's important to note that in Mark's gospel, throughout the entire gospel, from its beginning to its end, Mark teaches that the people who were closest to Jesus, his disciples, his followers, the people who believed in Jesus, even the apostles, did not recognize him as being the Son of God. They didn't understand that he was the Son of God, no matter what he did, no matter what he said to them. He just did not compute it. Until he was hanging on the cross, and then a Roman soldier, a Gentile, said, "This surely must be the Son of God." And yet, even though his followers and believers didn't know who he was, the evil spirit that he rebuked and got to come out of the man, that he exercised out of the man, that evil spirit knew exactly who he was. He told him. He said to the evil spirit, said to him, "You are the Holy One of God." And for him to exercise same on everyone. Things don't work the same in every church. Mostly the same, but not exactly the same. But he would get confused many times. He would turn the wrong way or say something at the wrong time. He'd run into the server sometimes. And you could hear people chuckling sometimes throughout the congregation. His name was Father Tony Dye, by the way. D-E-Y-E, Dye. Anniversary of his death was just 10 days ago. Anyway, he stepped to the anvil to speak. He didn't have to do it the one time anybody heard him that heard him after that. You knew what to expect. You could hear a pin drop. He spoke with absolute authority. He knew what he was saying, he knew why he was saying it, and he knew what he wanted to say at all times. Spoke it because it was who he was, because he had lived these words for so many years. He had lived these words. He was a kind and gentle and humble man. That can give someone the authority to speak words and mean them from the bottom of their heart. That can make people pay attention, as they did with Father Tony Dye, as they did in the scriptures today, as they did to Paul, the Gentile, to the apostles, the Gentiles, because of his extremely dramatic conversion experience. There can be reasons. There can be reasons for people to speak in such a way that you know, and because they know, they're speaking on behalf of God. When we're fortunate enough to hear someone speaking in the name of the Lord, absolute authority, because they have that gift, that they know what they're saying, because they are speaking from the heart with total conviction. Or when we're fortunate enough to see others